Let's think back to some basic principles of nutrition. Calcium is important for bone health. B vitamins like folic acid help our bodies make new cells. Iron is needed in hemoglobin, a protein that carries oxygen in our blood. Too little of any of these cause serious health problems. In Sonoma County, health officials like Elizabeth Shaquan are especially concerned about iron deficiency anemia in young children.
It worries us because iron is really important for brain development, and especially in the first 3 years of life when there's a lot of rapid brain growth. You need enough iron for the baby's brain to be formed and developed properly. It's important for building blood cells that carry oxygen to all the parts of your body and for building your immune system so that you can fight infection.
Shaquan is the director of public health nursing for the County of Sonoma. She says studies show children with iron deficiency are more at risk for developing poor cognitive, social, and motor skills.
Long term, you might see more grade repetition or anxiety, social problems, behavior problems, inattention in these children, and it's lifelong lasting.
It became clear this was a problem locally several years ago when data compiled by the Roseland Children's Health Center and the CDC revealed that nearly a quarter of low-income children in Sonoma County between the ages of 1 and 2 suffered from iron deficiency anemia, compared with about 15% in the rest of the state.
In 2002, out of 58 counties, we were ranked 53rd, which is not very good. Now, since 2007, our ranking has stabilized pretty much at around 49. You know, we have improved, but we're still in the lower third of counties. We're not exactly sure why our rates are higher.
One possibility, says Shaquan, is the high cost of housing. Buying fresh, healthy food can be hard when so much money goes toward paying rent. But there is another possibility. A nutritionist asked to analyze the diets of some of the affected children had a guess. Children might be getting too much milk. Gail Atkins of the Redwood Empire Food Bank explains.
Because they believed that the mothers thought that feeding their children milk would create healthy bones. And of course, it is important to feed children a certain amount of milk, but not overfeed them milk. Milk has no iron.
But milk has lots of calcium, which can block the absorption of iron. The food bank responded by forming the Megan Firth Harvest Pantry, a program that pairs food distribution with classes about how to eat healthily. Atkins says they recommend giving children no more than 8 ounces of milk twice a day.
Therefore, the child will have enough room in their small little bellies to be able to eat enough iron-rich food. It's very important to know that a little child needs the same amount of iron as a grown adult.
So they give families ways to increase iron content. For example, by using iron skillets and cooking low-fat meat with vegetables that are high in vitamin C, such as spinach. Vitamin C helps the body absorb iron. County officials believe they are seeing some effect as the Harvest Pantry and a handful of other nutrition programs work to promote healthy eating. Rates of anemia as well as childhood obesity are slowly declining. But, they caution, the fight to get more iron into the diets of young children is far from over. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.